Here's a rundown of Peek's most read letters from the past 30 days. Got a Whistler hot take to share? A local discussion in need of starting? Just want to say thanks? Send your letters to editor Braden Dupuis. Edit at peaknewsmagazine.com or submit online at peaknewsmagazine.com/other/contact-us. 1. Province has a cash cow in Whistler. I do think at a minimum that this PTT windfall should be at least 50% shared with the municipality. 2. Renting to Whistler tenant, absolutely worth it. When he moved out, he told us that we saved his season, and he could not thank us enough for what we gave him. 3. Whistler locals take kindness to a whole new level. My heart swells with appreciation for Whistler, and all the cherished friends I've made here. 4. Loss of Whistler's Canada Day parade represents a sad day. Please, don't piss on my shoes and tell me it's raining. 5. Whistler needs more Brian Buchholz. As I was standing looking at the valley map by the River of Golden Dreams, Brian Buchholz gave me hope. 6. Temporary one-lane solution to sea to sky highway carnage. One lane ing the Indy 500 stretch on a trial basis would certainly reduce the noise level and possibly reduce the many accidents that regularly occur. 7. Whistler deserves a Nobel Prize. No bell, no warning, no courtesy, just zoom on by. 8. Why isn't rail travel a priority in the sea to sky? Why is a scheduled system between North Van to Whistler, Pemberton, with stops along the route, not viable or even a priority? 9. Skiing should be fun, not frustrating. I can see why many people have moved out of Whistler to other ski towns. 10. Learning to love the cold in Whistler. I'm neither a skier nor a fan of being cold, so a snowy mountain resort is not my usual go-to holiday destination.